You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Don't Make Me Dance with DJ JD Acker. I'm here every week, barring the following because of jury duty, here at WMFO in my eighth season, fourth year, with the best freeform community radio station around. And I'm so excited to be here today. I'm going to be playing a bunch of tracks that are a little bit more popular than typical, and I guess it revolves around this theme that I'm going to be touching upon today. And I'm going to start with a little anecdote that I think most people will be able to relate to. I recently went to Florida and was zipping up my suitcase and cut my finger and put on a Band-Aid and realized that most of the time you go around assuming that your reality is real and that you're as clean as you think you are, and I think I'm a clean person and all of that. And it's only once you poke a hole in that, literally, and cover it with a Band-Aid, and I'm looking, and at about 6 hours after putting on the Band-Aid, I realize the Band-Aid is almost black. It's covered with dirt. And since then, I've been a little bit more conscious of the fact that what's going on around me might not be reflective of what is actually impacting me. So I have a few stories that hopefully I'll be able to share in between tunes today in regards to how we can better integrate ourselves into the realities or truths of our various communities around us today. And then for the rest of the semester, I'll be looking forward to having a series of guests rather than just me. I think this might be my last solo show, in fact. And it's crazy to think how far I've come and how far I have to go at the same time. So let's hope this Band-Aid helps me heal, and here's some Tori Moi.
Saying it could be tomorrow.
still listening to Don't Make Me Dance. This is Tori Amos, Still Sound, off Underneath the Pine, 2011. Tame Impala was before that with New Person, Same Old Mistakes. And we started off the show today with Suddenly by Drug Dealer. Coming up next, you have a much older tune by Nelly Furtado.
A procura da batida, solto na Babilônia, lá procura paz. Perderam o manual e agora como faz? João e Maria, cheio de regalia, tô no ponto do canalha que fazia acontecer. Agora é artista, não se mistura com a plebe. Domingo no Faustão, terça-feira na Hebe. E a Tim Botafogo, apartamento Ipanema. Uma vida de bacana se eu entrasse pro esquema. Mas eu busco na raiz e lá tá o que eu sempre quis. É um saco de dinheiro que me deixa feliz. E sim, a força do samba, a força do rap. O MC que é partideiro, o bumbo que vira esquete. É meu som, que mostra muito bem o que eu sou. Onde cresci, onde ando, onde fica, onde eu vou. A procura da batida perfeita. 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 Bicho tá pegando, a chapa esquenta. O tempo passa, mas a evolução é lenta. Mas não tenho pressa, velocidade é essa. Não é nada nesse mundo, compadre, que me estressa. Porém, porém, há um caso diferente que envolve toda a minha gente. Não se bucha de ninguém, fica do lado do bem. Atitude, amor e respeito também. Eu vou no samba, é gente fã. A diferença é clara, a gente fuma e eles fama. Proteja a raiz pra que tenha bons frutos. Já diz o velho ditado, quem tá junto, tá junto. E eu tô junto, e junto carrego meu orgulho. Suburbano convicto, sem meu lugar no mundo. Há coisas que o dinheiro não paga, cê sabe como é. Tipo eu e minha preta, só no rolê.
¿Cuál es el ritmo perfecto? ¿Dónde está? No sé. ¿Ça existe un beat parfait? C'est vrai? ¿Ça existe? D'accord.
Could this be the perfect beat?
El ritmo perfecto. Procura da batida perfeita.
Head Games by Suarvi off Elderberry, Before that, you had Marcelo D2's A Procura de Batida Perfecta. And before that was Bajo Otra Luz off Nelly Furtado's album Mi Plan. So I guess it actually reminded me when I was playing the Portuguese song in the middle there, or rather Brazilian, of one of my favorite classes that I had taken at Tufts was with Christina Rosa, who now teaches at Roehampton in England. She taught Afro-Brazilian dance, and this was one of the songs that she played when we were going across the floor, and I think it goes along with this theme of ignoring the norms or dirt or accumulation of feelings that is happening around you and in your community, and how you contribute to that in your space based on your physicality, whether I'm picking up dirt with my Band-Aid finger or changing the energy of a room. I remember there were a couple times where if students were holding their hands closed, like gripping their hands in front of them, she would ask them to leave the room, because to her that meant that you were not open to understanding or experiencing the space and what was being taught within the space. To clasp your hands is to close off your body to the reception of information. And something similar happened yesterday when I was going to the doctor, and I had had a really stressful day, and three classes in a row, ran to catch the bus. The bus was 10 minutes late, so I started walking towards the Davis T stop, and of course the bus comes as soon as I'm walking. About 2 minutes later it comes and zooms past me. So that was a bummer. It was a super gray day. It's raining. And I get on the T and rush over, and the T, of course, has delays, and people are upset, and everybody's giving each other hostile looks. And this is all accumulating in my body, in my space. I'm feeling tense. I'm like, oh my God, I don't have time to waste for a 15-minute doctor check-in appointment. I'm going to be spending almost three hours on public transit today. I don't have time for this. And not to mention there were no seats, so I had to stand, so I couldn't do work, blah, blah, blah. I'm complaining. I'm building up this attitude. I'm listening to this harsh music that I'm probably going to be playing today. I mean, not harsh, just music that I don't typically listen to, so it's hard for my body to digest it, and it requires a little bit more attention. So it's forcing an extra level of attention on top of the stress that I was already feeling. And I'm on the T on the way there, and get to the orange line, switch over to Downtown Crossing, go, 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 run, cross the street, get to the doctor's office in time. Then my phone is dying, so I'm concerned that I'm not going to be able to call CVS to pick up my prescription following the appointment. And I am able to finagle the receptionist into giving me her charger. And it's this unrolling series of events that I hate to say has been habitual monthly, but it has been the case. So, you know, it's come to be this thing where you don't want to expect it, but every single time it takes more time than you thought. And I go in, sit down, get the appointment, and the doctor comes in and she says, "Why are you in a bad mood?" And that's the first thing that she said to me. And it was so funny because I'm not one to, I don't know. I guess I try not to be a negative person, but it really surprised me that my attitude in what I thought to be a neutral state entering this doctor's office, just having had a long day, was so apparent to her that the energy within the room was such that she had to comment on it. And I'm not sure if that is just a gendered expectation or norm of female behavior to be pleasant within a space and to make a space accommodating to other people instead of forcing others to feel what we're feeling and consider us within the space equally as a man. But I mean, this is a female doctor, and it's so funny because I must have set the expectation in previous appointments that regardless of what had happened to me, I was going to make it a pleasant experience for her within the doctor appointment space or time frame. And to have that power is really interesting. And I've been playing with it since then. I woke up today and was just thinking to myself, wow, you know, if within an hour and a half commute to an appointment, I can completely shift my state of being such that other people perceive me as abnormal in how I'm acting. Just imagine what habituating that sort of negative thought can do to you. So it made me really concerned. And I have to be a little bit more careful in the future when I'm commuting to not stress myself out. I'm starting to understand these popular tropes of talks about meditation or balance, etc. I mean, if you choose to view the world, it's so crazy how thoughts really do create feelings, and feelings create actions, and that manifestation of a negative energy is something that I've thought a lot about. And speaking of assumptions and negative energy, it was really interesting to go to Florida, and we took Ubers twice, given like the cost of parking, and they were charging an arm and a leg for the shuttle bus. It was $21 a person when to take the shuttle to the theme parks, when I think about the Uber ended up being $22 split amongst the three of us. So poo-poo on and capitalism wins and all that. But I mean, regardless, what we didn't, what was unspoken but became an apparent assumption of the interactions when we were ordering the Ubers twice was that they would speak English, and we walk into the car and both of them don't. And I felt so lucky to be speaking Spanish with them. And it was really interesting because if it were not for Hunter and if I wasn't there and it was just Hunter and Alex, two fellow DJs who had their shows at 11 and midnight respectively on Tuesday evenings here at WMFO, and Hunter's the general manager of the station here and Alex is the music director. Moving onwards, if I hadn't been in the space and accommodating the language barrier, my assumption, or you know, my underlying thought is that they would have been more hostile and less likely to accommodate our needs specifically when we got to the park, dropping us off in the specific right location instead of just, you know, driving really slow, pretending they were lost, not understanding us, and drop, you know, and then upping the price a little bit as we went along. So the first time it was a woman, and yeah, we were able to get her to drop us off at the perfect location for us to get right into the park. And that would have never been the case if I hadn't been able to communicate with her. So the assumption of language there was crucial in terms of just us getting to our destination. But in terms of breaking space, the second time that we got on the Uber back from Universal that evening, it was another guy who did speak English fairly well. You could tell, though, that it wasn't his native language. And I just started, I listened to him and, you know, we got the directions in and we're having some light conversation as the ride began. It's about a 30-minute drive, mind you. And so all of a sudden I switched to Spanish and I start talking with him about, you know, his experiences with Orlando. And what's crazy to me is to break the space with the power of a question, you know, especially in a service industry where there's an established power dynamic that we're the customer and that he is the service provider, to ask him, oh, well, why do you think that? Why are you saying it's not safe to go into downtown Orlando? And we end up devolving out and talking about this whole, I mean, he was the chief of police in Puerto Rico in some city, I'm assuming, I don't know what. And he's talking about all the corruption there, the experience that he had with US DEA and other government officials interfering with the politics and consumer society there, and his experience coming to the US and how it was different or how it was the same. And it just became this wonderful chat about his life and his perspective and how he maintains a sense of positivity when, in order to achieve a certain sense of personal freedom or liberty after trying to start a new life and leave his, I guess, ex-wife and kids and start again, that he found it with Uber. And it was an interesting kind of conversation to have, because it brought me back to this idea of what are the barriers of space and how do we approach those normal, quote unquote, experiences of getting in a cab car, of riding the T, of talking to your doctor about a routine issue, of tying your shoes, of making breakfast in the morning, that creates a space that can either expand a community or preclude it from ever happening at all. And I'm not saying I'm going to be best friends or ever have contact with these people again, but I think it's an interesting and, albeit upon reflection, feminine perspective to approach things neutrally or even positively in order to accommodate the other person. And I think it's something that men and other people in general should consider, that if you're bringing your stress or your personal history into the energy of a space and it is preventing you from experiencing the dirt on the floor, the air that you're breathing, the people and their thoughts and their feelings, perhaps you're not getting as much of a sense of reality as you should be, or experiencing life to the extent that you could. And I guess on that note, I'm going to highly recommend that everybody check out Open Call this week. Tufts Open Call invites all members of the Tufts community, as well as the general public, to their weekly event in the intimately lit lounge on the top floor of Dowling Hall. That's the 7th floor. Open Call is an experiment in creating meaningful human connections at Tufts through shared novel experiences. Open Call aims to provide a non-alcoholic social space to meet new people and explore your own senses. For more information, including the details of the next event, check out Tufts Open Call homepage on Facebook. This is a message from Tufts Open Call and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And the next Open Call event is tomorrow, March 29th at 8:45 p.m. in the Dowling Hall Lounge. And it usually runs for about an hour and a half. And I personally know the person, Kuyen, who has created the event. And I think it's so important to have spaces where you're challenging your perceptions and dialogues and questioning your own sense of reality. And that's exactly what he's doing, is he's building community without alcohol or drugs. And this goes back to a lot of the work that I did back in high school for Students Against Destructive Decisions and the Maine Community Youth Assistance Foundation, where we were changing alcohol and drug policies and educating all the local township high schools on the actual statistics, the actual facts on drug and alcohol use, and how they are so often, you know, it's the classic case of the outspoken minority changing the perception of a space. And it's Kuyen, kudos to him for being one of the first on this campus that I've seen successfully combat that in a fun way, you know, in a way that isn't lecture oriented for once. It's really a dialogue, an open seminar. And this tomorrow is going to be much more discussion oriented. And other weeks, if you're more into physical or exploratory sensory experiences, they also do those sorts of things. And I'm looking forward to that. And they rotate Wednesday nights and Thursday nights for the rest of the semester. So, yeah. Definitely think about how I encourage everyone that's listening and will listen after I post the archive on my Mixcloud account or whatever it may be, that that both at Tufts and beyond, you think about what spaces and what conversations are forbidden, and is there a good reason for that? Is there a reason why you don't ask your professor a personal question related to their topic that might deepen or broaden your connection or understanding to what brings them joy about the topic and allows you to then further connect with the academic aspects of it as well. And in broadening my mind, I think that's also why I've been playing a lot of more pop tunes. And now I'm going to play something that's totally, yeah, I guess counter to my typical. I've realized, you know, there's no sense in trying to prove that my taste is anything better than anyone else. And I've really been enjoying this St. Louis and then moved to Chicago and became famous from there artist Smino. I'm going to play a few tracks from him off his album Black Swan with no vowels, as is trendy these days. And we'll get back to it. You're listening to DJ JD Acker at WMFO in Medford, and this is Don't Make Me Dance. So let's hope that you get some grooving going on here. I would love to be a part of making that happen.
And I'm feeling like we should duck away. Netflix and do say, if I do say so myself, that as a creature.
Pizza on the way, babe. I'm trying to lay day. Ay, I bought a bouquet of the tree fire. And I'm feeling like we should duck away. Netflix and do say, and if I do say so myself, that as a creature.
Pink Candy Pepto Bismol Bill. Teen named Cali, the ass on Sunset Hill. A beautiful view, unusual. I'm hooked on the real, and you would be too. I'm pookie about that coochie for real. Okay, cool. Yes, I love the way you. Nourish the soul, you know that ass look like a fucking grapefruit. Hitting them push ups, showing them up in that woosup, woosup. You get whooped up. Arch that thing like where I'm from. Been on my brain, miss serotonin. Living la vida with my la vida. Feel like Seti. Liberate your limbs, eliminate your limits. Let me. You feel just like lemonade on ice when I'm all sweaty. She likes me, no
boy, I get it already.
I got a pizza on the way, babe. I'm trying to lay day. Ay, I bought a bouquet of the tree fire. And I'm feeling like we should duck away. Netflix and do say. And if I do say so myself, that that's a recharge. Pizza on the way, babe. I'm trying to lay day. Ay, I bought a bouquet of the tree fire. And I'm feeling like we should duck away. Netflix and do say. And if I do say so myself, that that's a recharge.
She made me feel like, oh, even in the heat, turn into a heathen.
She made me feel like,
she made me,
shawty text that come swoon, better yeah, nigga come soon. If you want this, my soon, better zoom, 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 baby, try what you do. Shawty text that come swoon, better yeah, nigga come soon. If you want this, my soon, better zoom, 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 baby, try what you do. Shawty text that come swoon,
pull up,
better yeah, nigga come soon.
What's up?
If you want this, my soon, better zoom, 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 baby, try what you do.
Hurry up.
You really like the, you the whole inspiration for real. You the roots of everything. Well, it's amazing to be able to though. Really though, I'm blessed to be able to look and see my history in it though, and just know where how I, you know what I'm saying, ended up where I'm at.
Slow, 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 slow.
him just close. Gotta sweep the lab, he made a grip out the grip the grain. Gotta say it's quite impressive how you work the money shift. You made it all syncopate. Chop chop to the guap, numb chuckles karate. Do you ever really get a break? Never been the type to need help with the hands of fighting, cause she know how to throw that weight. Make that ass aviate, take flight, late night to this song. Aviate, take flight, late night to this song.
She appealed to the masses, matching the laugh and relaxing. Ashes smeared deep in the mattress, thick and you deep as a canyon. Old nigga, regular average headboard banging the address next door. Open this damn door. I'm just trying to make my mama proud. My daddy rich. Give my little nigga something to look up to. That's real, you feel, you feel.
Sometimes I feel like I should fast more. I need to sit back and relax more. Since Ferguson days on Castro, I knew with the black on my back, whole snake bit grass low. Ashy little black boy, Northside bread running back for him. Shorty slang head like a grease wool. Keep it 300 with the Keith at the Keith. When I chief, mama priest, follow D-Lord. These days, young niggas follow tweets more. Pray the evil back flip and we live more. Hit the nose, got my dough, hit the nose.
They rat trap my people, dominoes, cuffs slammed on the table. Domino, got tired of eating dominoes.
Tap rhyming, tap dancing, my domino.
Girl, you should know that
you should know
I ain't always standing by.
Had to swear left on some hoes. Hit a two-step Ricky Moore. Floor got slick, cracked my skull, then spilled my soul. Whoa.
Girl, you should know
that
I ain't always
standing by.
Had to swear left on some hoes. Hit a two-step, Rick and Maul. Floor got slick, cracked my skull. Then spilled my soul, all night song.
If I just can sprout wings and to fly, even all behind, would I be wrong? Would I be wrong? If I took my time on my mind, left them all behind, would I be wrong? Would I be, would I be? If I just can sprout wings and to fly, leave them all behind, would I be wrong? Would I be wrong? If I took my time, would I be wrong? How wrong could I be? If I took care of me, if I looked after me, how wrong?
Girl, you should know that
you should know
I ain't always been right.
Had to swear left on some hoes. Hit a two-step, Ricky Moore. Floor got slick, cracked my skull, then spill my soul. Whoa.
Girl, you should know
that
I ain't always been right.
Had to swear left on some hoes. Hit a two-step, Rick and Maul. Floor got slick, cracked my skull, then spilled my soul. Oh, now it's on.
That was three songs from Smino off his album Black Swan, which was released March 14th. Chicago guy, happy for him that he's making it out there, so that's good. I have three more tracks hopefully I can squeeze in today, but I've been playing more R&B than usual because we got three R&B/rap artists for Spring Fling this year, which is going to be April 28th. So we are going to have T-Pain, Tinashe, and Aminé, three solo artists, all people of color. So everyone's really pumped for that. The only thing that I'm a little upset about is that it feels like we got Brandeis's sloppy seconds because they had T-Pain last year. But I'll be excited to see the set that they put out this year. And the night before, as you guys probably already know, we have Spring Thing, the alternate spring fling. I think rumor is we might get car seat headrest. We have a crazy budget with Apple Jam and WMFO collaborating this year for a little concert the night before spring fling. So if you're looking for some more rock before the R&B, check that out. I have a couple more tracks. This is from Catronada.
I'm just sing about war, 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 sing about war.
That was Don't Sing by Data. We have one more song from Unknown Mortal Orchestra, and then you have Songs You Might Otherwise Miss with TK. Enjoy.
Go, go.